Alan looks at me oddly. How are you going to do that? Never mind. What happens if? If. Way I remember it, all nuclear weapons these days use a core of plutonium and a set of shaped charges that interlock around it. When they go off, they have to be really precisely timed or the core doesn't implode properly. And if it doesn't implode, it doesn't reach critical mass. And if it doesn't go supercritical, it doesn't go bang, right? I'm almost bouncing up and down. There's some stuff I need just outside the airlock. A bag of severed hands, a basilisk gun. I've got the rest of the kit here. How many of us are there upstairs roundabout who need to walk out? The SAC has enough samples cut from execution victims to make hands of glory for everyone. Walk right past the lurkers in the forest. If someone goes and gets them right now. As for the bomb... I'm still thinking about the bomb as Sergeant Howe wordlessly ducks into the airlock and I hear the hiss of depressurization. Ticking, ticking. The bomb's booby-trapped. I need to figure out a way of reaching through the case, reaching past the wires and the polystyrene foam spaces around the plutonium rod, past the surrounding parcels of lithium deuteride wrapped in depleted uranium, through the steel casing of the A-bomb trigger. Alan is standing in front of me, leaning in my face. Bob. Yeah. The basilisk gun is the solution, I think. Hand of glory. Tell me what the hell I need to know. A hand of glory is fabricated from the hand and wrist of someone who's been wrongly executed. A fairly simple circuit is inscribed around the radius and ulna, and the fingertips are ignited. What it does is a limited invocation that results in the bearer becoming invisible, in effect. There are variations, like the inversion laser. Stick a phase conjugate mirror on the base, and it makes a serious mess of whatever the hand's pointed at. But the original use of the hand is as a disintermediating tool for observer-subject interactions. Or so Eugene Wigner insisted. How many people have you got? The airlock door is cycling. Alan crouches, gun leveled on the door. He waves me off to one side impatiently. It's Howe. No luminous worms behind his faceplate. He hefts a lumpy, misshapen sack and my basilisk gun as he steps through the door.
Seven plus yourself. You were saying? Alan asks.
Give me. I take the sack. It's like peeling potatoes, I tell myself. Just like peeling potatoes. Anyone got a roll of duct tape? And a pen?
Great. Now clear the fuck away and give me room to breathe.
Just like peeling potatoes. Strange vegetables that grow in a soil of horror watered with blood. A lot of the original bits of folklore surrounding the Hand of Glory are just that. You don't need a candle made of human fat, horse dung and such like, with a wick made of the hair of a hanged man. You don't need fingers from the fetus of a hanged pregnant woman, amputated stealthily at midnight. All you need is a bunch of hands, some wire or solder, a pen, a digital analog converter, a couple of programs I carry on my palm top, and a strong stomach. Well, I can fake the stomach. Just tell myself I'm peeling spuds, sticking bits of wire in Mr. Potato Head, triggering ghost echoes in a decaying neural network, feeding something arcane. Howe pushes in and insists on copying what I do. It's annoying at first, but monkey see, monkey do gets results, and between us, we make short work of the sack. A couple of the hands are washouts, but in 20 minutes flat I've got a shrunken bag and a row of ghastly trophies arranged on the guardroom table. Here, I say. Scary Spice, who has been shuffling nervously and keeping one eye on the airlock door, jumps.
What's up?
Howe watches with silent interest. I hold up a hand. Look. Thank Cthulhu for pocket soldering irons. The fingertips ignite neatly, that crypt glow dancing around them. Scary Spice looks confused.
Where are you? What's up?
His eyeballs are sliding around like greased marbles. He instinctively raises his gun.
Safe that,
snaps Howe. He winks in my general direction. Hold out your left hand, Scary, I say.
Okay.
He shuts his eyes. I shove the stump of the hand into his glove.
What the fuck is this?
I blink and try to focus on him, but he's slipping away. It's weird. I try to track him, but my eyes refuse to lock on. What you're holding is called a hand of glory. While you're holding it, nobody can see you. It works on the possessors outside, too, or I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. How long's it good for?
How the fuck should I know? I reply. I glance at Howe.
Put it down now, he says.
A hand appears on the table, and I find I can focus on Scary again. Howe glances at me.
This is a bloody miracle, he says morosely. Pity we didn't have it a couple of years ago in Azerbaijan.
He keys his mic.
How to all. We've got a ticket home. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, everyone downstairs now. Captain, you're going to want to see this too.
This ends Disc 6.